AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Democrat Katie Hobbs is elected governor of Arizona. Today's tally in Maricopa County, the state's largest, finds Hobbs winning over former TV news anchor Carrie Lake, endorsed by former President Donald Trump. County Supervisors Chair Bill Gates, who's also a Republican, says Lake and others have been spreading erroneous information about the tally since the polls closed last Tuesday, including the processing of ballots that weren't first counted by tabulation machines.
People were coming, they were afraid to put their ballot in box three because of what the leaders of their party had told them.
It's not yet known if Lake will concede the race to Hobbs, who served as Arizona's top election official. The GOP is a bit closer to the majority in the U.S. House. Republican Juan Ciscomani elected in Arizona's 6th congressional district, while Republican David Schweikert wins Arizona's 1st district. At the G20 summit in Indonesia, President Biden said even with a strong midterm election, Democrats lack the power to put abortion rights into law.
I don't think they can expect much of anything other than we're going to maintain our positions.
No charges against former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani over his dealings with Ukrainian figures in the run-up to the 2020 presidential election.
The former New York City mayor and former personal lawyer for former President Donald Trump is declaring it a total victory. Federal prosecutors were investigating whether Giuliani's dealings with figures in Ukraine leading up to the 2020 election required him to register as a foreign agent. The decision was made after a review of evidence from raids on Giuliani's home and law office last year. Giuliani's attorney, Robert Costello, told the AP they appreciate what the U.S. attorney has done. He only wishes it was done sooner. Giuliani is still a target of a special grand jury in Atlanta, looking into attempts by Donald Trump and others to overturn President Biden's victory in Georgia in 2020. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Legal experts say Google's nearly $400 million settlement with 40 states doesn't mean people going online aren't still being tracked. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the latest.
Legal experts are calling this the largest multi-state settlement in U.S. history surrounding privacy issues. Google agreeing to pay out some $391 million after an AP investigation confirmed by Princeton researchers found that Google's services continue to store users' data location, even when they opted out. Connecticut's Attorney General William Tong says consumers should do a personal inventory of their online settings and shut off those you don't want, while understanding you're being tracked every minute of every day. Location tracking can help tech companies sell digital ads to marketers looking to connect with consumers in their area.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.